learn online that Ntozake Shange, born Paulette Linda Williams, had an incredibly rich, immersive experience in the arts during her childhood, which directly laid the foundation for her groundbreaking career as a playwright, poet, and creator of the choreopoem. Shange was born in Trenton, New Jersey. Her father, Paul T. Williams, was an Air Force surgeon, and her mother, Eloise, was an educator and psychiatric social worker. Both parents were deeply passionate about the arts and regularly hosted legendary political and cultural figures at their dinner table. As a young girl, Shange routinely interacted with icons like Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, Chuck Berry, Paul Robeson, Josephine Baker, and W.E.B. Du Bois. This environment taught her from a formative age that Black people were creators of world-class art and high intellect. She later immortalized this extraordinary childhood environment in her celebrated 2003 children's book, Ellington Was Not a Street. The hybrid nature of Shange's masterpiece for colored girls who have considered suicide when the rainbow is enough, which blends poetry, music, and dance, was inherited from her parents' distinct artistic passions. Music from her father. Dr. Williams passed down an intense obsession with jazz and Latin music. He frequently took a young Shange to live jazz performances, symphonies, and global music concerts. Dance from her mother. Eloise Williams passed down a love of dance. From a very early age, Shange was enrolled in formal ballet, dance, and theater training, fostering an acute spatial awareness of how a story can be told through the human body. Shange developed an affinity for poetry during elementary school. In her childhood memoir essay collection, Lost in Language and Sound, she notes that she grew up in a household where imagination reigned and boredom wasn't allowed. Where imagination reigned and boredom wasn't part of any of the activities could be kind of a motto for Rebel Stages in Stroudsburg. Rebel Stages in Stroudsburg will present for colored girls in a production that opens this Friday, June 19th, Juneteenth, and runs through the weekend. Rebel Stages and the School of Visual and Performing Arts are dedicated to celebrating the arts, imagination, and creativity in the lives of everyone. No one should be bored. And founder Brandon Hanks makes sure that roles in all of their productions are open to anyone who has the talent to develop the character in any given show they present. Brandon Hanks is a member of the WVIA Community Advisory Board, and while he was here for a regular meeting, he stopped in at the WVIA radio studios to talk with us about summer 2026 at Rebel Stages and a bit about the ensemble's background.
I started this company as a call to action. I'm an actor myself, and I would constantly go out into auditions, very well prepared, I must say, and I always got the same thing from the judges' panels, just saying, you know, they wanted me to look a certain way and sing a certain way. You can't see me right now, but I am a larger Black man. And when I go into a room, people usually like for me to sing R&B and pop and sing like Stevie Wonder or Luther Vandross. And I'm like, no, I can also sing a little bit of opera and do some classical music as well. So I created a company in response to that to sort of rebel against the entertainment industry so that as long as you go in, and my motto is as long as you can kick ball change and sing a high C, you get the part, you know? That's truly what it's all about. It's just having the talent to back it up, and it doesn't matter what you look like, who you love, what you identify as. We are an all-inclusive company, and we just want to amplify the talent and the core and heart of that artist in person.
And geographically, what region do you generally serve?
Monroe County. We do a lot of stuff in Monroe County. We try to branch off and do things in the Lehigh Valley sometimes, as well as, you know, Luzerne County, but mostly Monroe County.
And I know that there's an excitement in the summer for many theater companies or organizations, ensembles, to get camps going so young people who are out of school can get theater experience. Is that the case with you all?
Absolutely. So in addition to being the CEO and founder of Rebel Stages, I am the executive director of School of Visual and Performing Arts, which is a local nonprofit so that we can give accessible and enlightening opportunities to our students in the area. So we have our flout camps this summer where we take students through a week-long intensive of musical theater. Our first two camps, we are doing a Wicked camp and a Lion King camp. And we're doing something very spicy this year. We are taking them to Broadway, which is so cool. So we'll have a Wicked-inspired camp where they work with industry professionals. And then Wednesday of that week, we are going to take our students to see Wicked. And then the following week, we're going to take them to see The Lion King. And then following that, we have two more camps. We have our Creativity Corner camp where students can come in and learn how to be a little more creatively expressive in terms of visual arts and making puppets and things like that. And then we have something called Production Camp where we're going to expose some of the students to behind the scenes things like how to become a stage manager, light design, sound design, things like that, because that is an art form as well. And we need more people working tech and being on creative teams. So we're really excited about this summer's lineup of camp.
What is the stage or stages in your immediate area? Do you have a home base?
We do. We do. We are located in Stroudsburg. We're at 11 Foundry Street. We're right in the middle of downtown Stroudsburg. We're so happy to be there. We were in Delaware Water Gap for a few years, but now we've moved to Stroudsburg. And although our hearts are in Delaware Water Gap, we're so happy to be a part of downtown Stroudsburg.
What are the productions that you'll be doing now?
So we're doing three plays this summer. We are crazy there at Rebel Stages and School of Visual Performing Arts, but School of Visual Performing Arts in collaboration with Rebel Stages and our friends at Create and Be, we are putting on a production of For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Wasn't Enough. And it is going to be the first time that a piece like this has been done in our area. It features an ensemble of seven beautiful Black women, along with a creative team that is also Black women as well. And we are so happy and so proud to put on this production. And it opens on Juneteenth, which makes it also even more magical just to be able to amplify those voices and to tell this beautiful story and to highlight this very important part of American literature in our area of Monroe County is just so spectacular. And in addition to that, we're tying that into a celebration on Juneteenth with an art exhibit that will be hosted by Create and Be too at our place on 11 Foundry Street. So we're so excited to be doing this production.
And it is the 50th anniversary, isn't it, of For Colored Girls?
That is just the universe working its magic. And I've been wanting to do this show for years because I just have such a deep love and admiration for strong Black women. I was privileged enough to have a Black woman raise me. She was a single mom. And to just see her resilience and to see how much she was able to love and continue to be kind while also going through her struggles, I wanted to put a spotlight on those stories that we don't often get to see, especially with Black women. So I'm so happy to be able to use my voice as an artist to amplify that one as well. So I'm elated and beyond excited to tell the story.
Are you directing then?
I'm not directing. I am just going to associate produce this production, and Nikki Cohen is directing it. She's a brilliant director. She's a dear friend of mine, and she's so authentic in herself and so rooted in how she even listens to people. I just think she's just such a spectacular person, and I'm just excited that she's being able to tell this story.
That's not all you're doing then. That's one.
Then after that, we're going to do our production of Mary Poppins Jr. doing Mary Poppins Jr. We're so excited about that with our youth. Julie Andrews means the world to myself, and I'm sure many other musical theater artists. So to bring this story, this classic story, to life, and to tell these kids and expose them to the story that, you know, not a lot of the kids these days know about Mary Poppins. So it's nice to be able to hear these songs that I grew up with, along with this community as well. So we're excited to tell the story of Mary Poppins.
Spell it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I know it because it's part of the song.
You did not miss your cue. You picked your cue right up. Well, thank you for
thank
that.
You.
Okay, so that's two mm-hmm. and three.
And then we close out our summer season with Jagged Little Pill. Jagged Little Pill is a jukebox musical based on Alanis Morissette's classic, the hit classic Jagged Little Pill album in the 90s. So we are going to be one of the first theaters in the area to do this production, which closed, I think it closed due to COVID, because it sort of opened right before the pandemic sort of unraveled. But we're excited to tell the story. It's very rebel-coded in terms of, you know, highlighting politics and queer stories and women and addiction and things like that, just so that we can highlight and enlighten audiences on these situations. Because that's what good art is, right? You go to the theater and you see a piece, and then you go home and you talk to your family about it at the kitchen table. And then hopefully it unravels some more questions, and then people start to research, and then people start to want to dig more into it and continue to expose themselves to certain cultures and things like that. And with that, hopefully everyone comes together and just creates a better world, right? Through conversation and enlightenment.
Well, where can people go on the web to find out about all the things you've just talked about?
Absolutely. Well, you can follow us on Instagram, both School of Visual and Performing Arts and Rebel Stages, as well as Facebook. We also have our websites up, svpa.info and www.rebelstages.com. And we're very active on social media. That's where we usually put our information out first. And you can also join our mailing list. And yeah, tickets on sale for Color Girls. So get your tickets. We're so excited to tell the story.
Brandon Hanks, who is founder, and he's also executive director of Rebel Stages, and he's also the director of the wonderfully inspired School of Visual and Performing Arts in Stroudsburg, now in downtown, as we just heard. And he was speaking about the mission of Rebel Stages and also telling us about the summer camps being offered through the School of Visual and Performing Arts, but also about the main stage productions. So we heard about the opening this Friday of For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. And that will open on the 19th, Juneteenth, and run through the weekend. It's at the SVPA Black Box Theater, 11 Foundry Street in Stroudsburg. And there will be performances June 19th at 8, Saturday, June 20th at 2 and 8, and Sunday, June 21st at 6. Now, there will be a special Juneteenth opening night experience. That's what they're calling it. It's a special celebration, and you will have a chance to have the art show, which we heard about, and that's being coordinated by Create and Be Studios. There will be complimentary refreshments, entertainment, and community gathering before this performance. Your admission to the 8 o'clock performance is included with your ticket to the opening night extravaganza, and that's Juneteenth only for that special event. But the show will run, as we say, Juneteenth at 8, Saturday the 20th at 2 and 8, and Sunday the 21st at 6. The The Rebel Stages series will continue with a performance that will be the middle of the summer series, and that's Mary Poppins Jr. And Brandon gave us a little foretaste there with Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, Mary Poppins Jr. in the middle of the season, and then the summer season will conclude with Jagged Little Pill. And you can find more information. They have, as Brandon says, they're active tremendously on social media. So maybe you want to go to their Facebook page. That's facebook.com/rebelstages, or they do have a website that's very full, but try the Facebook site first, and you can find them on Instagram and everywhere you can imagine. That's all in advance of the opening this Friday, Juneteenth, of For Colored Girls.